Today is the feast day of one of the 12 apostles, Saint Bartholomew, also called Nathanael in Scripture. The word Nathanael means the gift of God. Whenever you see E-L at the end of a name, it means God. Like Michael means one who is like God. Nathanael, the gift of God. But he also has the name Bartholomew, which means he was the son of Ptolemaio. Bar means son, and Ptolemaio was his father's name. So he has two different names in Scripture. His Aramaic name, of course, being Bartholomew. Now, oftentimes you'll see statues of St. Bartholomew. He's holding a knife in his hand, and he's holding something over his arm, and that's skin, because he was flayed alive in Armenia and died a martyr's death. That's why we wear the red vestments today, to show his great love for Christ, even being willing to be killed in such a terrible way of torture. And after he was flayed alive, he was also beheaded at the order of the king of Armenia. We know from the ancient historian Eusebius that after the Lord's death and resurrection, Bartholomew went to preach the gospel in India, Armenia, even Ethiopia and Persia, ending his life in Armenia. His relics are venerated in two different places, in Benevento, Italy, and also at the Church of St. Bartholomew in Rome. But what do we know about Bartholomew from Scripture? Well, today we have the account of when Philip brought Nathanael or Bartholomew to meet the Lord. Sort of a humorous meeting of the Lord, because it's really one of the few times that the Lord ever compliments anyone. And also we see Nathanael's initial reaction to finding out where Jesus was from. So it says, Philip found Nathanael. Remember, Philip was also the one who had brought others to the Lord, and this time he brings Nathanael. And he's so excited, because Philip had met the Lord, and he's so excited that he tells Nathanael, we have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and the prophets had spoken about him. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph, from Nazareth. Now, Nathanael wasn't impressed, okay? He said, can anything good even come out of Nazareth? Well, remember, Nathanael was from Cana in Galilee, which is just 4 miles from Nazareth. And Nazareth was considered somewhat of a backwater town. It was really insignificant. And Nathanael, obviously, being a good Jew, knew that the Messiah had to be born in Bethlehem. So Nathanael was right in saying, well, I'm not too impressed, because the Messiah, according to the prophet Micah, is actually going to be born in Bethlehem. Well, how does Philip respond to Nathanael's negative and pessimistic comment? He says, come and see. You have to meet him. And so Nathanael is brought to Jesus by Philip, and Jesus sees him coming toward him and says, here is a true child of Israel. Again, one of the few times that the Lord ever compliments anyone. And he says, there is no guile in him, no duplicity, which means this man is a man of pure honesty. He has no dishonesty whatsoever in his heart. He just tells it like it is, which of course he did when he says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And Nathanael is shocked. He says, how do you know me? Of course, our Lord knows our hearts and our thoughts. He knows us inside and out. He knows our souls. And then he says something that really gets his attention. He says, before Philip brought you to me, I saw you under the fig tree. A lot of the saints and scholars have written about what this means. Well, perhaps, and I think probably one of the best writings that I had discovered was that some of the fathers of the church say that Nathanael or Bartholomew had been praying under the fig tree, been praying for the Messiah. Maybe he had been struggling with his faith. Maybe he had been struggling with his doubt. And in other words, it was something that only he and the Lord knew about. He was in private prayer somewhere under some fig tree, wrestling with a theological question or praying to the Lord for the Messiah, perhaps. And nobody else had known that he was there. And yet, of course, God knew. And so when Jesus says, I saw you under the fig tree, that was a personal message to Bartholomew that this man was the Messiah, was the Son of God. And so here we have Nathanael making the first declaration of the Messiah in all of Scripture, even before Peter's profession of faith, before any of the apostles. Bartholomew is the first. He says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And Jesus says, well, you believe me because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? He says, there's better things to come than that. You will see the Son of Man ascending to the Father and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. In other words, Bartholomew, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay? That's basically what he's telling him. So we have this beautiful account of the calling of Bartholomew, his conversion from being somewhat negative or pessimistic to meeting the Lord and following him. And I think since we have so many teachers here, that just to apply it to being a teacher, that one of our goals as teachers is to lead people to the Lord, to be like Philip, who takes Nathanael to the Lord. And that's really your job as teachers, to bring the children to the Lord, to get them to know him, to help them develop a personal relationship with the Lord, to lead them to Christ. Come and see, children. Come and see the Lord. Get to know him in the Eucharist, in the Scriptures, in the sacraments, in the church. Get to know the Lord. And so come and see is a beautiful motto for teachers in regards to how to teach the children. Obviously, teach them the truths of the faith and the doctrines and invite them to that relationship with the Lord. And then realize that apostles first have to be with the Lord before they're sent out. All the 12 apostles spend time with the Lord, sitting at his feet, listening to him, and that's what you're doing here on retreat. You're taking that time from your busy schedule, you're coming aside for a few hours today to pray and to reflect and to listen to some talks and attend the Mass, receive the Eucharist, pray the Rosary, and take some time to reflect and to be with the Lord. Because then the school year starts and then you're sent out to be apostles, to evangelize and to spread your faith. So every apostle first begins by being with the Lord, and then you're sent out to evangelize and to spread the faith. God bless you.